Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. There is a very interesting Ramah found in Hilchos Avelos, Simin Shin Ayin Beis, the beginning, the Sif Aleph there. Ramah writes that if a Kohen is sleeping, a Kohen Shehu Yashen, Umeis Imo Boel, and turns out someone died next to him, and he's sleeping and he's unaware, Ramah writes, Tzrichen Lakitzo Ulahagilo Kadesha Yetze. Someone should wake him up and let him know so that he should leave so he doesn't violate the Isser of being in Tumas Ohel. So the Mefarshim asked the question, what's wrong? Why is this Aser? This should be completely fine. He has no idea it's there. It should be the Ptur Misasik. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis, tells us if a person on Shabbos is Niskavein Lagbiyah Satolish. He has intention of lifting up that which is detached from the ground and not knowing Chotach as a Mechuber. He accidentally cut off the Mechuber. He's Pater. Why is he Pater? Rashi says, because he's Misasik. One who's Misasik, he's Pater. Person who's doing something, not realizing it's an Isser, not because he forgot, he was shogeg, he thought this was mutter. He didn't think the ma'aseh was doing. He was unaware of the ma'aseh. He knew that cutting off that which is mechuber is aser. He was aware. But he thought he was doing A, he ended up doing B. That's misasik, that would be potter. So here as well, the Kohen sleeping has no idea what he's doing. He's misasik, he should be potter. Why does one have to wake him up? So there is a sheet of Rabbi Kivi Eger. Rabbi Kivi Eger says that when the Gemara says HaMisasek is Pater, it just means that he's Pater from a carbon. But he's still violated an Avera. There still is an Isser. So that being said, this Chiddush Rabbi Kivi Eger, that there's an Isser for one who's Misasek. So Rabbi Kivi Eger's son writes in a tshuva, he explains as follows. He says that this is a Raya, this Ramah is a Raya for his father's Shita. What's the Raya? Because the Kohen's Misasek. Let him sleep. Why wake him up? Because even a person is Misasek, he still violates an Isser. Ah, there's no carbon. There's a Ptur Min HaKarbon. But there still is an Isser. That's why you have to wake him up. However, the Chelkas Yov responds back and he says, no. Misasek's Pater, that means it's Pater Lagamrei. There's no Isser involved. But that Ptur of Misasek is only true when there's an Avera Sheyesh B'Maisa. If there's an Avera Sheyesh B'Maisa, and you're not doing a Maisa, so Pate Lagamre, this Ptur from a carbon, and there's not even an Isser. But if there's an Isser that doesn't require a Maisa at all, it's just being in the presence of a mace, that's not a Maisa, just being in the presence, Shevi Al Taseh, that's a violation, so Misasek is irrelevant. Misasek is only relevant when there's a need for a Maisa. When there is no need for a Maisa, Misasek isn't a Ptur, and therefore there would be an Isser. So since being in the same Ohel as a mace is not a Maisa, it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, Misasek is not a Ptur, and therefore it would usser, and that's why one would have to wake it up, and it's not a Raya for Rabbi Kivi Eger. And that seems to be very, very clear in the Shach. When the Shach on the side of the page here, he quotes from the Maharil, the source of this, he says, Afa Gavdi Lo Yada. Even though the Kohen doesn't know, Mikol Makom Isura Avid Bishogi, there still is an Isser. The Afa Gav Deino Osa Maisa, even though there's no Maisa, Isura Ika. Misasik, in other words, is not a Ptur when there's no need for a Maisa. That would explain the Shita of the Ramah and not necessarily a Raya for the Chiddush of Rabbi Kivi Eger.